parents, you got to get over your crap. You know what I mean? It's not fair for the child to be kind of in the middle of that bickering back and forth, especially when it comes to the holidays. You know, that was, especially for me, it was an important time, like Christmas, all that. That's my favorite time of year.
Yeah.
But when the parents are constantly fighting or arguing about something like that, it kind of unconsciously, you kind of just put the kid in the middle.
Parents, get over your crap.
Your blended family has 100% chance of success when you do it God's way.
We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Let's get after it.
Hey guys, welcome to the Blended Kingdom Families podcast. We're so excited to have you here with us today. If you haven't already, I'm doing Scott's spiel today, which is make sure to like, share, comment, leave us a review. We would love to hear your feedback on the podcast and how it has been ministering to you. And you guys, we also want to answer your questions. So we've been trying to do more and more Q&A questions that people send in from our community. So if you have some questions that you would like for us to address, please send that in to info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com. But I'm so excited because I have one of my favorite people in the entire world here. You all know Michael from Blended Kingdom Teens. So if you've been following for a while, Michael leads our Blended Kingdom Teens program. Yes. He is our oldest and he is a senior.
I am a senior.
Getting ready to go to college.
I'm about to leave.
Yes, yeah. He is about to fly the nest. And one of the topics that we wanted to talk about today, and we thought that this could be enlightening for parents and blended families, and maybe even some teens that might listen, but talking about some do's and don'ts when it comes to transition in the holidays, what works for kiddos and maybe what doesn't work for kiddos. And so, Michael, let's first start off. You know, you've been in a blended family since you were, gosh,
one or two.
Like, yeah.
My whole life.
Your whole life. Yeah. And so you've adapted to the holiday schedule, you know, whether you were with us for Thanksgiving, with your dad and stepmom for Christmas, and, you know, every year it changes and things like that. And so you have a lot of experience with this. Yeah. And so what are just, you know, a few tips or some things that you can think of that that would help maybe some parents and step parents navigate the holidays with their kiddos that they could, you know, maybe implement or try that would help the transition process with their kids?
Right. I think one of the things that we did, you know, obviously you can't really change the fact about how visitation is. So, you know, Christmas for mom and then the next Christmas for dad. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things that parents can do is kind of take that pressure off the kid of, hey, I want you to come here. I want you to come here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be like, if I wanted to go to your house for Christmas rather than my dad's, then be like, okay, you know, that's fine. And I think that was one of the things that y'all did that really helped take a lot of the pressure off me was like, I have the option and I don't have to do this, right?
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the things that definitely kind of helped me feel free. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Okay. So let's dive into that for a minute. So you're saying you appreciated, or what I hear you saying is that you appreciated that your dad and your stepmom and Scott and I, we would try to work together. You know, if you wanted to be with them, say Christmas, technically it was our Christmas, so to speak, but Christmas Eve, you would go over there, enjoy that time with them. And then you would be with us Christmas Day leading up to the days that you would then go with your dad to until New Year.
Right. Like I said, you know, visitation, it kind of depends, but still, you know, being able to have y'all work together on that was great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things we've talked about this before, but just having that flexibility and being able to kind of tailor to the kids' needs in the holiday seasons. I mean, the holidays are tough because nobody wants to be alone on Thanksgiving Day, or I say alone, nobody wants to be without their children on Thanksgiving Day or on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. But understanding that, you know, we can make those allowances and work together to make it as easy as possible.
For the kid.
For the kiddo, yeah. What are some other things that you can think of that helped make the holidays easier when you were transitioning back and forth?
I'd say figuring out exactly what the plan was. Mm-hmm. You know, like I would go with y'all for Christmas Eve and then we do our Christmas early. And then on Christmas Day, I go to my dad's house.
Yeah.
Just having that schedule laid out and knowing what's going to happen, definitely took a lot of stress off because me specifically, I like to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And knowing like, hey, like I said, Christmas Eve, I'm going to be with y'all. And then Christmas Day, I'll be with my dad for a week. And then I'll come back with y'all for the rest of the break. That was definitely something that helped me a lot. And it took a lot of the, like I said, pressure off, just knowing what was going on and just having that flexibility.
Yeah. So good communication between
both houses.
Both houses, right. And being able to kind of give you that schedule and even a say into the schedule. Cause I know as you have gotten older, we've kind of been like, so what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, I think we've kind of, you know, in our situation, you know, we've kind of given Michael the freedom to kind of choose that the older that he's gotten. I know everybody's situation is different. This is just kind of what has worked for our family, so to speak. So yeah, as you've gotten older, you've been like, hey, you know, hey, we're going to do this at my dad's. And then, you know, it gives us a plan of like, oh, we're going to do this over here. But I will say growing up, you know, we're a very structured house. And so we like a plan and we like to know what's going on.
That's a great thing to hit on too is as you get older, right? For our situation, it's tough because I got to take a plane to go see my dad.
Yeah.
But for a lot of the kids here who have divorced parents that maybe live 20 minutes away, like South Lake and Colleyville or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you have a car. You can, if your parents allow it, you can go over there, or go over here, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's nicer about getting older, I'd say, in a blended family is you start to get more freedom and responsibility with that.
Yeah.
And it definitely helps take a lot of the pressure off.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I think it's, I think one thing that we've learned is the more that you have matured and we've been able to see and trust that you can handle certain responsibilities, it's been nice to watch you step into that and start making those adult decisions because again, you're a senior, you're about to go to college. And then, you know, we're not going to have a say at all. Right. Like technically and legally, yes, we have papers, but you know, next year you get to decide, hey mom, hey dad, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm doing. And we now have the responsibility to honor and respect that regardless of whose house it is or what. And obviously I know like if you're with one parent on the holidays, like we're going to celebrate on, you know, whenever we can.
Right.
So no, I think that's great. And being able to provide that. So
yeah, and I'd say just another thing off of that, you know, with that responsibility of especially for college, like whose house am I going to go to, that can also bring pressure onto it itself, right? Because you don't want to upset another parent. And I think that's where that structure as, you know, a child comes in, is extremely helpful because you can make your plan be like I did when I was 8, you know, I'll stay with you for Christmas Eve and go to my dad's for Christmas. And, you know, with my brothers and all that, we can all have Christmas together. And I think that's going back to that. That's one of those things that can really help out. It's just that structure and knowing exactly what you're going to do before it happens.
Well, that's good. And it's good to have that communication with all parties and be able to say like, hey guys, this is what I'm thinking for Christmas. This is what I'm thinking for Thanksgiving. And when you can do it enough in advance that it gives everybody time to prepare, you know, I know we've talked about doing like a ski trip or whatever. And I know you're with your dad this Christmas, right? I think so. Yeah. So Michael's with his dad this Christmas, but we had talked about doing a ski trip. So whenever he gets back from his dad's, you know, all of us going to the mountains and doing our family trip or whatever, but it gives us the opportunity to plan, be like, okay, you're going to go with your dad, you know, because I know sometimes like work schedules and things like that, it fluctuates. I know in our family, there have been some holidays when you were supposed to be with us or you were supposed to be the other parent and it got flip-flopped because of work schedules. And so, you know, being amendable and going back to that flexibility, I think is key. But, you know, I want to touch on something too, Michael. You know, you said that as you get older, you know, you're going into college, you're going to start making those decisions. I think as parents too, we have to honor and respect your decisions.
Right.
And that's also an opportunity for these blended kiddos who are now 18 and get to make those decisions. One parents that we honor them, but it's important for them to also draw boundaries with us as well. And so, and being respectful of those boundaries.
Right. I agree. Kind of like you said with boundaries, I think it's really important, you know, if a parent starts to overstep, I'd say, or a step parent, and they start to push a little bit and you don't like that, you know, speaking to the kids that are watching this, I think it's extremely important you tell them and be like, hey, this is what I like and don't like. Because when you set that boundary, it can, you know, stop a lot of the problems that come with not communicating. You know, communicating is one of the most important things you can do in a relationship to keep it healthy.
Yeah.
And communicating about that boundary and, you know, telling them, hey, I don't like that, is extremely important as well, especially when it comes to being a grown adult, being 18 in college, you know, where you're going to go. Yeah. And just the responsibility with that.
Yeah. Well, and as you make those decisions, you know, I know as parents, that's going to be hard. I can imagine when you're like, hey, mom, I'm going to be at my dad's for Christmas. I'll be like, okay, you know, and that's awesome because I want you to spend that time with your dad and your stepmom and your brothers and sisters there. But, you know, as parents, it's something that we have to learn to respect. And obviously when you get married one day, you know, y'all are going to have, you're going to have a wife's, your wife and her family. And, you know, that's something that we're going to, you know, learn to adapt to. But again, honor those boundaries that you've set. Was there anything else that you think that parents or step-parents could do, co-parent well together to help with those transitions for the holidays?
Really just communication. That's the main thing I want to hit on. You know, if you're communicating what is going to happen, like you said in advance, like, hey, I have a trip in here and here. And, you know, sometimes work pops up and it can make it hard to stick to that plan. But if you, I feel like if you try to communicate based off what I've seen between, you know, you, Scott, my dad and stepmom, it can take a lot of the stress off for one, but two, it stops a lot of problems and arguments from happening. And that's really, even in my podcast, that's the thing I hit on the most is communication and a healthy relationship. And that's just the most important thing I would say, you know, communicating with your kid, with the other side of the family. And it just clears a lot of the problems up.
Yeah. Well, and I think even asking your kids like, hey, do you want to be a part of the process? You know, like knowing the structure. I know for you, like you want all the information. You want to know. And some kids are different. Some kids are like, I don't care either way. But we typically find that a lot of blended kiddos, typically they're more set up for success the more that, you know, we can provide that structure and open and honest communication and preparation.
Right. Like as a teen, I think being involved in that conversation and that responsibility makes me feel more mature. And I really, you know, I was involved in that when y'all were talking about it. And I really appreciate that because it helps me. It doesn't make me feel like I don't have a choice, right?
Yeah.
And it helps me think like, if I want to do this, then I'll be okay to do this.
Yeah.
And just being in that conversation, having that responsibility and that communication with y'all and being in that mix, it was really nice.
Oh, that's good. It's good. So we've kind of talked about some things that we can do. What are some things that you would say that you would deter parents from doing that can actually make it harder for the kids?
Right. So obviously we talked about communication, but on the flip side of that, not communicating or forcing the child to do this or that. And, you know, like I said, with visitation and every other Christmas and stuff like that, it can make it hard. But, you know, if I really wanted to go to my dad's for Christmas, I know you would have let me. And that was something that, you know, was good. But I'd say like forcing them or not communicating and just not having that child in the mix and letting them know what was going on, it can bring a lot of pressure to us. And it can also cause a lot of problems between different households as well, not having a plan, not knowing what was going on and trying to do it everything last minute. It just doesn't work. You know?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I know a lot of the blended families are different and some people, you know, they don't have good co-parenting relationships or maybe there's even some like safety things that are going on. And so, you know, some parents may feel like, yes, they do need to go. And then some may be more flexible than others. You know, I think it's one of those things you have to be discerning in your situation and prayerful about that. And I think the communication definitely helps with that. You know, I know that there's a lot of blended families where they don't have co-parents that communicate at all with them. And usually it's text message or email or some family, you know, court appointed app. So that can definitely be difficult. So I understand what you're saying about the communication. Cause I know some people just stick to the papers and let's be real. Like there've been seasons when that was us, like we had to just stick to the papers, you know, but when the families have high and low seasons, and we've been there before, but we've also been in the seasons where, you know, it's like extending that olive branch and we're working, for the betterment of you and how we can set you up to have a good time during the holidays. So what are some other things that parents can, that we can encourage parents and co-parents not to do that would, you know, affect the transition during the holidays?
From a teen perspective, I'd say simply just to put it this way, parents, you got to get over your crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not,
yeah.
I feel like it's not fair for the child to be kind of in the middle of that bickering back and forth, especially when it comes to the holidays. You know, that was, especially for me, it was an important time, like Christmas, all that. That's my favorite time of year.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to see both houses as much as I can. But when the parents are constantly fighting or arguing about something like that, it kind of unconsciously, you kind of just put the kid in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like just wait.
It ruins, you know? It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can really make it hard to enjoy that season that's supposed to be enjoyed.
Yeah. No, I like that you said that. Parents, get over your crap. And that's hard. I mean, as parents, you know, we, you know, there's so many feelings and things that we experience from going through divorce or, you know, in the co-parenting process. But like you said, I think whenever we can lay down our pride and just be humble and work together and lay aside our differences so that you can enjoy that time together.
Right.
I know that a lot of even extended family situations, like, you know, when families are not getting along in the holidays, it makes it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it can definitely make it hard on the kids that are involved.
Right.
Even if it's from a grandparent's perspective or
anything like that.
Yeah, anything like that.
Because as, you know, as a kid, I love all my family and I want...
Yeah.
I want everybody to be happy. I want to be able to see everybody. In a perfect world, everybody in the same house having one big Christmas together.
Yeah.
And like you said, a lot of the times that can't be the case.
Yeah.
But like you said, lay down your pride and just extend that branch and try to do what's best for your child and what you think would help them the most.
Yeah. No, I think these are all really great tips. Any last pieces of advice, Michael, that you would give? Maybe if there's a parent or a teen, you know, listening in today or watching that's kind of struggling, you know, it's kind of been a struggle during the holidays. Any encouragement or advice you would want to give them?
At the end of the day, you know, being in a blended family, like you said, there's going to be rough seasons. But I think we put that at God's feet. We lay it at his feet. And we know that he's going to have our back and that it'll all get better. Whether you're on good terms now or different households are on bad terms, it will get better over the years. And, you know, just following these things, communication especially, and laying down that pride and doing what's best for your child can really help, especially maybe not instantly, but over the years that relationship will become healthier and will grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it will make it made me feel more at home and safer, knowing that everybody was on the same page and there was no, I have to choose this side or that side for the holidays, right? The goal is to make a holiday like everybody together.
And special.
Right. You know, that's how I wanted it, special. And that's a lot of times it was.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. Well, I think this has been awesome. And I hope that there's, you know, some families that have been encouraged, you know, by hearing this and just hearing it from a kiddo's perspective. Because I think as adults, you know, I know growing up in a blended family, my situation was very different because I didn't know my biological dad. So I didn't really have the back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know there's a lot of people that struggle, especially during the holiday season with this. So I think getting a kid's point of view and understanding what kids want or desire. And of course, what one kid desires is different from you. Right. But also I think hearing from a teen's perspective is great because it gives us as parents perspective too.
Just that involvement of the kid, just involve them and put them in that, like I said, that mix.
Yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. Well, thanks, babe.
Yeah.
It's been good.
It was awesome to be on here today, guys.
Yeah. Well, you guys, stay tuned for next week's episode. We're so glad that you joined us today. Again, if you haven't left a review, please leave us one. We would love to hear your feedback or email us your questions at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Be blessed in all that you do.
Bye, guys.
Hey guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.